You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, May 12th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about the surprising number of the top 100,000 websites that effectively include keyloggers that covertly snag everything you type into a form. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. When you sign up for a newsletter, make a hotel reservation, or check out online, you probably take for granted that if you mistype your email address 3 times or change your mind and X out of a page, it doesn't matter. Nothing actually happens until you hit the submit button, right? Well, maybe not. As with so many assumptions about the web, this isn't always the case. According to new research, a surprising number of websites are collecting some or all of your data as you type it into a digital form. Researchers from KU Leuven, Radboud University, and University of Lausanne crawled and analyzed the top 100,000 websites, looking at scenarios in which a user is visiting a site while in the European Union and visiting a site from the United States. They found that 1,844 websites gathered an EU user's email address without their consent, and a staggering 2,950 logged a US user's email in some form. Many of the sites seemingly do not intend to conduct the data logging but incorporate third-party marketing and analytics services that cause the behavior. After specifically crawling sites for password leaks in May 2021, the researchers also found 52 websites in which third parties, including the Russian tech giant Yandex, were incidentally collecting password data before submission. The group disclosed their findings to these sites, and all 52 instances have since been resolved. If there is a submit button on a form, the reasonable expectation is that it does something, that it will submit your data when you click it, says Yunish Ajar, a professor and researcher in Radboud University's Digital Security Group and one of the leaders of the study. We were super surprised by these results. We thought maybe we were going to find a few hundred websites where your email is collected before you submit, but this exceeded our expectations by far. The researchers who will present their findings at the USENIX Security Conference in August say they were inspired to investigate what they call leaky forms by media reports, particularly from Gizmodo, about third parties collecting form data regardless of submission status. They point out that at its core, the behavior is similar to so-called keyloggers, which are typically malicious programs that log everything a target types. But on a mainstream top 1000 site, users probably won't expect to have their information keylogged. And in practice, the researchers saw a few variations of the behavior. Some sites logged data keystroke by keystroke, but many grabbed complete submissions from one field when users clicked to the next. In some cases, when you click the next field, they collect the previous one, like you click the password field and they collect the email, or you just click anywhere and they collect all the information immediately, says Asuman Chenal, a privacy and identity researcher at KU Leuven and one of the study co-authors. We didn't expect to find thousands of websites, and in the US, the numbers are really high, which is interesting. The researchers say that the regional differences may be related to companies being more cautious about user tracking and even potentially integrating with fewer third parties because of the EU's General Data Protection Regulation. But they emphasize that this is just one possibility, and the study didn't examine explanations for the disparity. Through a substantial effort to notify websites and third parties collecting data in this way, the researchers found that one explanation for some of the unexpected data collection may have to do with the challenge of differentiating a submit action from other user actions on certain web pages. But the researchers emphasized that from a privacy perspective, this is not an adequate justification. Since completing their paper, the group also had a discovery about MetaPixel and TikTok Pixel, invisible marketing trackers that services embed on their websites to track users across the web and show them ads. Both claimed in their documentation that customers could turn on automatic advanced matching, which would trigger data collection when a user submitted a form. In practice, though, the researchers found that these tracking pixels were grabbing hashed email addresses, an obscured version of email addresses used to identify web users across platforms before submission. For U.S. users, 8,438 sites may have been leaking data to Meta, Facebook's parent company, through pixels, and 7,379 sites may be impacted for EU users. For TikTok Pixel, the group found 154 sites for U.S. users and 147 for EU users. The researchers filed a bug report with Meta on March 25th, and the company quickly assigned an engineer to the case, but the group has not heard an update since. The researchers notified TikTok on April 21st. They discovered the TikTok behavior more recently and have not heard back. Meta and TikTok did not immediately return Wired's request for comment about the findings. The privacy risks for users are that they will be tracked even more efficiently. They can be tracked across different websites, across different sessions, across mobile and desktop, Ajar says. An email address is such a useful identifier for tracking because it's global, it's unique, it's constant. You can't clear it like you clear your cookies. It's a very powerful identifier. Ajar also points out that as tech companies look to phase out cookie-based tracking with a nod to privacy concerns, marketers and other analysts will rely more and more heavily on static IDs like phone numbers and email addresses. Since the findings indicate that deleting data in a form before submitting it may not be enough to protect yourself from all collection, the researchers created a Firefox extension called Leak Inspector to detect rogue form collection. And they say they hope their findings will raise awareness about the issue, not only for regular web users, but for website developers and administrators who can proactively check whether their own systems or any of the third parties they're using are collecting data from forms without consent. Leaky forms are just one more type of data collection to be wary of in an already extremely crowded online field. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, the fall of Roe would put big tech in a bind. Checking in on Wired Science, the desert's fragile skin can't take much more heat. And on Wired Security, an unusual partnership between Google and AMD may provide a blueprint for how the tech industry can better tackle processor security risks before they spiral out of control. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.